Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Portions of this podcast have been edited due to copyright.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Wednesday, October 22nd. It is 5:30. Thank you guys so much for being here halfway through the week. I'm so glad. This week is going by fast for me. I don't know how you feel, but I was like, I woke up this morning. I'm like, oh my gosh, we're already here at Wednesday. Kind of surprised about that.
Yeah, you know, it is kind of weird because I, whenever I walk into the station, I time out to make sure we hit 5:30 and I write down the day and I put Wednesday. I'm like, wow. Okay, I'm with it. I'm down for Wednesday.
Yeah, I am not mad about that. So yeah, midweek, almost to the weekend. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. Last night was an easy, chill night. Basketball is back, so my husband and I were watching basketball. That the Thunder and Rockets went into double overtime.
Oh my gosh!
I was like, when is this game going to be over? But it was a really good game, and it's nice to have basketball back. But it's also like, this thing between basketball and football, and when am I going to have time for my own shows?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're kind of in between right now. And I didn't get a chance, because I'm so sad, to watch Dancing with the Stars last night.
Oh, man, it was so good.
Wasn't it really?
It was so good. It was Wicked Night, and John M. Chu was one of the guest judges last night, and there were perfect 10s given out last night. I don't want to spoil it so you can watch it, but yeah, there was the dances were so good last night, and I don't know what it is, but something about Robert Irwin, just I cannot help but want to like cry but yet smile every time I see that guy dance. He is just pure joy. When I think of a human being that is just pure joy, nothing else, I think of that guy.
Yes.
He is so wonderful and just so kind. And he did such a good job last night. When he's dancing, I'm like, why am I crying? Like, why am I crying right now? This guy is making me cry. He did Dancing Through Life.
Oh.
That's the song that he, and it was like the perfect song for him.
So perfect. And I think what I love about him is like, he's a perfect embodiment of his dad. Like, he's living his life for the rest of his life through his dad. And that's why I love him.
And he talks about how he doesn't really have many memories of his dad. He was only 2 years old when
that's
he died.
So crazy.
And but it's like, I cannot imagine how proud his dad would be of him, just seeing him. And like I get so choked up, and I'm like, this is why it's okay to flip off stingrays if you see them. Like, I hate stingrays ever since then. I'm so, I like, What a great man taken way too soon, but his legacy lives on through his great kids, and his daughter is equally just as wonderful. So I watched that last night. It was so good. You definitely have to go back and watch some of it. But did that took Matt to do his blood work every year when he goes in for his annual physical. I have to take him to do his blood work, and he's got a needle thing, and he's passed out before, and it's been a whole ordeal. And so we went and did that, and that was just fine. He did great yesterday, so it was pretty exciting.
I know that last time was you were like in a meeting with us, and you're like, I gotta go. Matt passed out.
Yeah, he's with the ambulance right now. So did your husband use the mouth tape last night?
Okay, so before I go to bed, I left it out last night for him.
Just so you know, Steph's husband, he's been snoring lately. She's been worried about it.
Yes.
I brought a piece of mouth tape that you can sleep with, so it helps prevent snoring. And so I was thinking about that this morning.
Okay, so when I went to bed, I left out the mouth tape for him, and I told him, because he listened to the show, and he goes, did Mercedes really give me mouth tape? And I'm like, she actually did. And he goes, do you want me to use it? I'm like, let's just try it out. And so I can report back tomorrow. So I left it out for him. And I told him, like, if you're bothered by it in the middle of the night, like, go ahead and take it off.
Rip it off.
Whatever. During the middle of the night, I didn't hear him snoring. And I was trying to see if he put it on. So I don't know if he used it. But I will tell you, last night, he didn't snore that much.
Really?
Yeah. So our sleeping schedule is he goes to bed after me, and then obviously he wakes up after me. So I can't really tell. So when he wakes up around 6:30. I'm going to ask him, and I'll report back to you to see if he
did. Yeah, I'm really curious if it worked. I can bring some more if you need it. So
one of the things that he said to me is like, am I going to die?
No, I can't sleep without it now. Like,
really?
I'm so dependent on it. I like that it just keeps my mouth closed. My gum health is better because you're not open all night with stuff getting in there.
Right.
But you don't have morning breath because of it. Like, it's just my jaw is more snatched. It's like, I don't know. There's just multiple things. We went on a weekend vacation somewhere and I forgot to bring some, and I was so upset. I was like, I didn't sleep good. It was terrible. And so, now I'm actually really dependent on it to sleep at night.
I kind of want to use it now.
Yeah.
You're kind of selling me on it.
I don't think you need to be a snorer to use it. It's just I love it, but I can bring you a piece of my pink mouth tape.
Oh my God. Okay. Yes. Can you bring me one for me?
The girl one.
Yes,
so,
please.
We've got so much coming up on the show this morning. 7:30. We've got your tickets to see Doja Cat. She is coming to town next year, Halloween next year, and we've got your tickets with the Mega Minute. Also at 7 o'clock, we are up to a $700 diamond pendant with Beat Mercedes from Michael Lehman and Diamond Jewelers. So let's give that thing away this morning. We'd love to see someone walk away with it. Have you ever heard a word that just makes your whole body just tense up for no reason? Steph, you had one of those moments at Costco where you're literally just minding your own business. You hear someone say this word and you're like, what happened?
Yep, I'm walking down the aisles of Costco. I was grabbing some flowers for a friend of ours. And when I went to go grab the flowers, there is these two people walking beside me, kind of behind me, when all of a sudden they're talking about another woman. And then one of the people says, yeah, she's preggers.
Mm.
Preggers. I'm like, why? In my head, once she said preggers, there's something about that word that just makes me, ugh. It gives me the ick. Like, why can't you just say pregnant? Not, why do you gotta say preggers? Is there a word like that for you? Like, preggers? What are we? What is this? Can't you just say fully pregnant? That gives you the ick? That's something like that?
Yes, and you've said it twice now. The phrase gives me the ick actually gives me the ick. I hate that phrase so much. I'm like, what gives you the ick? I don't know what it is about it. The second someone says it, I just feel my soul leave my body. It's like my ears throw up their hands. I'm like, we're done here. Like, I don't know what it is of that phrase. Like, gives me the ick. I picture you getting it, some sort of like STD. Like, I got the ick, you know?
Send me into the hospital because I just got an STD from the ick.
That's what it sounds like. Like, oh, she's got the ick. But does anyone else have that? Yes. For me, it's, and I don't like preggers either. Like, that one is just like, come on. Like, she's having a kid. She's having a baby. She's pregnant. Like, preggers, where did that even come from?
I don't know, but there's that word. And then this used to be a phrase from something back in the day when people used to say, oh, that's cray cray.
Yes.
Do you remember cray cray?
You know, I'll say that sometimes just to be like annoying. Like, oh, you so cray cray. Or, yeah, but like, I don't really mean it. I am doing that purposely to be annoying. But what is the word that just makes you cringe? Maybe it's a singular word. Maybe it's something like a phrase that makes you cringe. 702-364-9400. Some text coming in. This one says, I instantly cringe when old people use it's giving or snatched. I literally said snatched this morning.
Did you
talking
really?
About my jawline? I was like, now my jawline snatched. A few others, he says, instant eye roll. This one says, irregardless is the word. That some, there's such a debate on that. Some people say it's not a real word. I've seen that it is a real word.
Yeah.
So, but it is one of those words that, it's like, doesn't regardless mean the same thing as irregardless? So
right.
Why not just say regardless?
I don't know.
Instead?
I don't know.
Kind of the same when I hear prego, all I think is spaghetti.
Oh my gosh, yes.
I forgot about that. That's like a spaghetti sauce brand, right? And then this one says, when people say low key, guilty. And that, I blame my daughter for that because I just being around her, I start developing the way she talks. And yeah, I need to work on that.
What about slay?
So I don't say slay, but she says that all the time.
I love saying slay because it does not give me the ick.
This one says, my word is girth.
Oh my God.
I think it's like the context in which it's used.
Yeah. Sorry, my brain went somewhere when someone said girth.
We all did. We all went there.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning! It is Wednesday, October 22nd, 6:02. Thank you guys for joining us. We are ready to get things going. I can't believe already this morning, it's just barely 6 o'clock, I've gotten two texts from people wishing me a happy half birthday.
Oh my God.
I didn't even realize it was my half birthday. I'm like, do people put this in their calendars? Like, how do people know that? That's I'm so flattered and so honored that, like, right off the bat, an Instagram message came from someone this morning. And then just now, one of our radio friends texted me wishing me a happy half birthday with the confetti and all that stuff. And I was like, wow, like, do you keep track of your half birthday?
I used to. Sometimes when November 20th will come up, I'm like, oh, it's my half birthday. But I'm not here like, it's my half birthday. Let's celebrate.
I never would have known. I thought that was wild. So, yeah, it's my half birthday today. We're 9 days out for Halloween. I mean, it's right around the corner.
I don't know if I'm going to dress up this year. I think I might do something simple, but I came across this, and maybe you've done this or maybe you've experienced this as a parent, but my friend, she has three kids, and her oldest daughter, Elliot, she's having a little bit of a dilemma with her Halloween costume. She posted on social media saying, oh my God, why does this always happen every year? In the beginning of the month, I ask my kids what they want to be for Halloween. I get the costume, the accessories, the makeup, everything's prepared. But then once they hear what their friends are going to be for Halloween, they completely change it. She wanted to be Elphaba from Wicked, and now she wants to be Rumi from K-pop Demon Hunters.
Oh, man.
I know. So now, what are we, 8-9 days away from Halloween, maybe less, and she wants to change her Halloween costume. Do you, as a mom, do you keep the costume she originally had as Elphaba, or is it Halloween time? She's a kid, and do you just want them to be happy?
I'm sorry, but I'm mean mom. I'm totally mean mom. I am absolutely on the too bad. You made your choice, team.
Like,
the costume is paid for. The deal, it's sealed. Like, that's it. You know, you are going to be Elphaba. That's what we got. she's green, you're going to be wicked, and that's going to be amazing. There's no, that's not allowed. You're not allowed to switch your costume less than 2 weeks out. Maybe I'm the mean one here.
I get it, and especially the stress that you have to go to find, when is it going to get here in time? Is it going to fit her? Like, that is like a whole thing within itself. I would say if she could exchange, like, this is me. If she could return it after Halloween.
They don't usually let you do that.
They won't? Yeah.
Oh, after Halloween?
Yeah, like right after Halloween, like November 2nd. Do you think that
I
they can change it?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you can. There's probably workarounds for everything. But I think it's about the message you're sending. Mm. It's just like, oh, I don't want to do this. I want this. And just giving in to everything that your kid wants. I mean, you need to explain, hey, you made a decision and this is your decision and you're going to be this now. I don't know. I just think there's a very fine line between making your kid happy and spoiling them. Mm. And I think you have to be careful about that, because if they think that they can change their mind at, you know, the last minute for anything and you're just going to give it to them, you just have to teach them that that's not the way the world works. Yeah. I don't know. Does anyone else say that or think that? I'm curious. I don't understand, like, why you would give in so quickly. It's like, find the good sides of it. Like, why is Elphaba so amazing? Also, there's going to be 20 zillion K-pop demon hunters out there this year, you know?
Oh my God, I can name three costumes already that's K-pop demon hunters. I'm going to a Halloween party that's K-pop demon hunters on Halloween day.
Yeah.
I'm not dressed up as anything. I might come up as a leopard or a cheetah. It's pretty easy. But like that, it's based off K-pop demon hunters. This is the hype. Will the hype be real a year from now? I think she might be wasting her money on the costume if she gets it.
Oh, see, with the K-pop demon hunters, there's going to be a part two. So I think you've got some time on that one. But I know what you mean. I know what you mean. Chloe just texted us, says, my daughter tries to do this every single year with us too, but she made her choice and we're sticking to it. We already paid for it and this is life. Yes, I agree. I think that you have to just go with that. And again, sell it. Like, there's going to be so many roomies running around, and if you're a roomie, like, that's amazing. But Elphaba, hey, Wicked is coming back in November. You're ahead of the game. Everyone's gonna know who you are. I'm sorry, but some of the older people are not gonna know who Rumi is, and they're gonna ask you, what are you?
True.
You know what I mean? So everybody knows who Elphaba is. So.
And if you go to Elphaba, you can do it for Halloween, and you could reuse it when the movie comes out next month.
Yes, and you'll have a built-in friend group, because if you see any Galindas anywhere, you're gonna be like, Galinda, you know?
Yes, exactly.
There's upsides to it, but yeah, that's what I would say. What is everyone else telling her? You said she posted it on Facebook.
She did. They're like, everyone's like, keep the costume.
Yes,
keep
good.
It. No, don't change it. It's going to be too stressful on you, Mom. Don't do it.
I totally agree. Go with that. That's, I think a lot of parents have to deal with that. We just got a text that said, all spirit stores have a no refund policy the week of Halloween.
Oh.
That's smart. Yeah. That's so smart. Literally, you could go to a party and then return the costume. Like, that would not be good.
I used to do that, and now I know I can't do that anymore.
So much coming up on the show this morning, guys. 7:30. We've got your tickets to see Doja Cat. She's going to be in concert, not this Halloween, but next Halloween here in Las Vegas. And we've got your tickets before. I mean, you're going to have your plans all set. It's going to be great. That's with the Mega Minute, 7:30, 7 o'clock. We've got your $700 diamond pendant from Michael Lehman and Diamond Jewelers with Beat Mercedes. And on the way next, we have What's Trending. Get your Kleenex. Because Selena fans, Netflix is giving us a brand new reason to binge. We have details coming up in What's Trending. Selena is trending this morning. 30 years after her death, Selena is still one of the most beloved artists out there. And Netflix, they just dropped the trailer for Selena y los Dinos. It's a new documentary that goes back to her early days with her family, her band, before she became a Tejano icon. Here's some of that teaser that just came out. Her sister, Suzette, says she is so grateful to have this platform to share Selena's story and with fans around the world. And this really is a family project. Suzette, their brother AB, who were in the band with her, they're the executive producers of this. Did you see the trailer?
I've seen it like 6 or 7 times. It is so good. Like, I think I'm more excited to see the beginning stages of her life, because I honestly to be honest, like in when I was younger, I really just watched the movie over and over again versus really seeing the behind the scenes of her life. I'm so excited for this.
Yeah, it looks so good. And the film has already picked up awards at Sundance and South by Southwest. And so, yeah, it promises to focus on the family, the resilience, the joy, and it's told through the people who knew her best, her parents, her siblings, her husband, Chris Perez, her bandmates. I just know it's just going to be filled with so many tears, obviously, but Selena y Los Sinos, it premieres on Netflix November 17th. And honestly, it's Selena. You know, so many of us are going to be watching.
Yeah, I'm going to be crying while watching it. And I think, I don't know if you ever saw Selena, the series.
Wasn't there like two seasons? Because I know I watched the first season. I don't think I watched the second season.
I don't know if I finished it either. I liked it. I don't know if it was amazing, but I like to see like what their interpretation of Netflix did with it, and the actress as well from The Walking Dead. I thought she did great.
Yeah, I did too. But honestly, I say what you want about her. I think Jennifer Lopez did the best job portraying her in the original movie.
I thought that she was actually singing.
I know.
But it was lip syncing, right?
Yeah, she did not sing in that. That's why when people found out that she was a singer, they were actually surprised. They're like, wait, I thought you only lip sync. They're like, you can actually sing. But yeah, one of my favorite movies of all time. So again, the documentary premieres on Netflix on November 17th, and that is what's trending. I was just minding my own business. Beautiful day. Decide to check my emails. And has this ever happened to you where you all of a sudden get bombarded with emails from the same place and you know something is wrong? That was me. I got all these transaction declined emails from one of my credit cards.
Ooh.
And so I'm looking at them and I'm like, one, two, three. There was 15 of them.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And they were all from the same company that someone was using my card. The company was EQL. And I'm like, what is that? So I'm looking it up. I can't figure out what this is. It's like some like gaming thing. So I go on my credit card app and I look thinking, oh, great. Someone's taken my credit card. They're probably maxed out my credit line. They're probably ordering a yacht right now.
And oh, so my God, I'm looking, yeah.
And nothing's on there because, like I said, the email said it was declined. But I went into, like, full damage control mode at that point. I turned off my credit card. I called the credit card company. And they're like, yeah, someone has been trying to make multiple purchases. It's like some kind of gaming or, like, auction site.
And okay.
I'm like, okay. I'm like, yeah, can you just cancel my card, I guess? I don't know what that is. Someone obviously got my number and they're like, yep, we're going to cancel it. We'll send you a new card. And so I'm kind of relieved. Nothing went through. And I'm like, yeah, I'm glad I got those emails. So I tell Matt, I'm like, hey, you got to cut up that credit card. Someone got it and we got to cancel it. We're going to get new ones. And he's like, really? What was it for? And I'm like, I don't know, something called EQL. And this man gives me the biggest face palm I've ever seen in my life. He puts his hand and he goes, EQL? And I was like, yeah, what is that? He goes, that was me. And I'm like, what? He goes, EQL is, it's this site that I guess you can enter for sneaker draws.
Oh my God, Matt! Matt! Stop.
I'm like, he's like, yeah, the new Air Max University of Oregon Grateful Dead Nikes came out. I can't get it anywhere. And EQL's having an auction. It wasn't a hacker. It was my husband. I'm just like, I just canceled the card. It's canceled. And he's like, oh. So now he didn't get his sneakers because they were all declined. And now I have to wait 7 to 10 business days for a new card that was never compromised in the first place.
My
I love
God.
That for us.
What happened? Is it because it was just like a site that card has never been used
It's
on?
Never been used. He never has used it. So it was literally trying to protect me, which I appreciate. It did protect me. But now I don't have that card anymore because I canceled it. Have you ever jumped to the absolute worst conclusion? Like, And then you found out the culprit was literally someone really close to you, or better yet, yourself. I was just like, now we have no card. We have to wait to get the new one. And I was freaking out for absolutely no reason.
I've been there. I've done this. I'm the worst. I'm an overthinker. I love Find My Friends. And you know I have, like, that's my app.
Yeah.
I go onto it. I zoom in. I see what my friends are doing. I will never forget. It was a few months after my good friends just got married. And my friend was no longer at his house anymore, like where they lived. I'm like, why isn't he at home anymore? I'm over here thinking like, oh my God, he moved out. They haven't told anyone yet. They probably, the marriage isn't working. Like I'm thinking like, oh my God, he's, you know, they're having problems. They're having issues. I'm telling James, and James is like, calm down. Like, what if he got a new job somewhere? I'm like, no, this location is at a new apartment complex. He moved out of his husband's house. So we catch up with them a few weeks later, and they basically said, we got a new apartment.
Oh, gosh. And here you are. You're like, they broke up.
Yes.
It's over.
Oh, the worst conclusion ever.
702-364-9400. Oh, look who it is. It's the EQL guy. It's my husband,
oh,
Matt.
God, hey. I'm Matt.
Good morning.
EQL was kept on the DL until now.
I'm sorry, but I did not know what that was. I was freaking out. You should have given me a heads up. You were going to buy something on that site.
Well, it's not really buy. You don't get charged from EQL unless you hit the jackpot.
It's like a lottery system or something?
Yes, yes, yes. So when you first put in your application to get the product you're trying to chase, they nick you for like a $3.85 charge, or maybe it's $1.87. I don't know what it is, but they just make sure that your card is alive.
Yeah, well, that's what they did 15
boy, it was,
times.
But now it's dead as a doornail.
Yeah, Matt, my God, 15 emails from EQL, I would have been tripping too.
I guess you have to wait now for those shoes, huh? Because we got to wait till we get our credit card, huh?
So EQL is now DOA.
It is. We're not doing anything with EQL anymore.
James is texting me. He says, I'm dying laughing. I won the undefeated fours with EQL. I would have never guessed what EQL meant either. Mercedes, I'm on your side here.
Well, hey, at least your guys' credit card went through on that
one. Hey, Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Grand Canyon West, where Nevada residents can purchase a buy one, get one all access pass in October.
When you were a kid, did you play outside a lot?
I would say whenever I was at my friend's house, but when I was by myself, not really.
I used to play outside all the time. Like, that was a thing. And I know different factors come into play, and it's definitely a different time. But according to a new poll, nearly 1 in 10 preschoolers and toddlers rarely play outside, not because they don't want to, but because their parents are too anxious to let them. We're basically raising little houseplants, calling them children. Researchers found that almost half of parents hold their child's hand or sit right next to them anytime they try something physically challenging. It sounds like we're coddling them way too much. I mean, I get it. The world can feel a little scary, and the idea of your kid, you know, climbing something tall or whatever, that can like send the blood pressure through the roof. But experts say risky play is not about letting them, you know, base jump off of the monkey bars. It's about giving them enough room to explore and make a few mistakes and build confidence. If you've ever seen a toddler conquer the slide by themselves, then you know, like, that power stance that they have afterwards. They're like so proud of themselves. So they say that we're really doing kids a disservice by being there with them at every moment, not letting them go outside, not letting them explore things, because then they just depend on us too much and they're not developing that confidence.
I see that. I mean, not with anyone that I know, but I do remember my grandpa being that way with me, where he would be afraid if I just walked on the curb, like pretending it's a balance beam and like having fun. He'd be like, stop, you're going to fall and trip and break your head open.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he would say the worst things to me. Other than that, when I'm with my parents, they're like, yes, go race, have fun. Like, I think that I had both of those in my world, and I ended up being fine.
Yeah, I think it's a good reminder, though, just to give them a little bit of leeway and let them make mistakes. Of course, you don't ever want to see your kid get hurt or anything like that, but it does develop that confidence in the
end.
Yeah,
for sure.
Also this morning, forget December. The most wonderful time of the year for DoorDash is Thanksgiving Eve. They say that is their Super Bowl. Grocery delivery orders go up 90% compared to a normal day, because everyone suddenly realizes that they forgot the sage or the pumpkin pie filling or something. So apparently people also order dining furniture on Christmas or Thanksgiving Eve.
Like, we need the kids' table.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, they didn't plan enough for the guests. That's really funny. Last year, nearly 5 million people ordered food the night before Thanksgiving, because no one wants to cook that pre-Thanksgiving dinner. Like, we always do pizza on Wednesday night.
Really?
Before Thanksgiving. It's like, if pizza night, it's easy. We got work to do tomorrow, so we're gonna just do it easy tonight.
Yeah, that sounds familiar now that I think about it. James and I, we always do Jollibee.
Yeah.
We do Jollibee fried chicken, and sometimes we'll get KFC, and then I'll cook like maybe one dish and he'll kick another dish, but it's just the two of us, you know?
Yeah, but they say alcohol orders also spike because, yeah, nothing says family gathering like needing a drink the night before.
Do you guys big drinkers with your family back in the day?
Back in the day, you know, there's always like great wine that's being opened, but my husband has never been a big drinker. I stopped drinking, and so it's like, I don't know, we're kind of boring now. We're like, I'm like, do you have any Coke Zero? Like, that's my fridge cigarette. My family,
Coke Zero,
totally makes fun of me. Like, did you get your fridge cigarette? It's my Coke Zero.
I love it.
Finally, this morning, game 4 of the NLCS, Dodgers fan David Flores, he caught Shohei Ohtani's third home run ball from that historic performance. I don't know if you saw that game. Mm-hmm. It was insane. Experts say that ball could be worth more than $5 million.
What?
Yeah, he did not just catch a ball. He caught a retirement plan. Now, the guy says he's still processing what happened, because one second, you know, he was just another fan in the stands, and then the next, he's literally holding a piece of baseball history. He says he plans to auction the ball and hopefully create generational wealth for his family. Sports memorabilia experts say this ball is a big deal. Before it can be sold, it has to go through authentication. They have to do video footage reviews on it, and they even have to have him take a lie detector test.
Oh my God.
Yeah, like there's a whole thing with that. If it all goes well, it could hit the auction block as early as next month. Meanwhile, the Dodgers are headed into the World Series as the favorites against the Blue Jays. David Flores, he's going to have one heck of a story to tell, though, after it's all said and done, that's for sure.
I don't know what it is about going to baseball games that scares me, that sitting in those types of seats where, like, the baseball, they're like catch zones. I'm like, I don't know. Like, I've been cursed in the past with soccer balls in my face, basketballs in my face. Imagine a baseball hitting my face. I wouldn't be able to catch that.
That almost happened to us once. We were at a Dodgers game, and my daughters were really small. Brooklyn was less than a year old. She was like 9 months. And then Sophie was like 4. And we're all sitting there together. And Sophie's like, I have to go to the bathroom. So I was like, okay. And I'll take Brooklyn and change her diaper while we're up there. So I was like, I'm going to take him to the bathroom. And Matt's like, okay, cool. So we're sitting on like 4 rows up on the third base side.
Sorry, huh?
We get up and go. And as we're at we get to the top of the stairs, I hear this like big like clunk. People are like, oh, and I realized, oh, so there was a foul ball. I come back and Matt's holding the ball.
No, he's not.
He goes, that ball hit the seat you were sitting in.
What?
When you left. Like if I would have stayed there, I was holding Brooklyn. Like it would have hit us. He's like, that was the scariest thing that I've ever seen happen. Like literally he goes, you got up and left. And then like 3 seconds later, the ball hit right there.
That was him catching that sound that you heard.
No, it was hitting the chair, actually.
Oh, my God.
And then it bounced down and he grabbed it.
Do you think that ball's worth anything?
No. our lives. You know what I've just realized? There is one thing that almost every single one of us does when we are stuck in a conversation and we have no idea what to say next. We turn into like our 80-year-old neighbors who are chatting over the fence, and they say, oh, it's really hot today, or I could really use some rain. Why is the weather like the universal panic button for small talk? Have you ever noticed that? Did it just lightning?
Yes, I was just going to say that. The timing was immaculate. There was lightning as right when you talked about the weather.
That is so bizarre.
Are you a meteorologist, Mercedes?
I don't know. But I've noticed that. I do it all the time. When I am looking to talk to someone about something, I'll talk about the weather like, oh, it's so nice today. Like, oh, it's beautiful. It's like perfect. 75 degrees. Like, why do we always go to the weather?
I don't know. That's such a great observation. I guess it's because that's just what we do. And especially living in Vegas, we're like, oh my God, can't wait for 70 degrees.
I know.
Stuff like that.
Well, I decided that I want to retire from weather chat. And so I actually looked up a list of topics you can talk about instead of the weather.
Okay.
I figure I'd try some out on the two of you. Okay. So if nothing else, it's going to be more interesting than talking about the humidity. Okay. So I'm just going to give you a random topic and like, let's see how skilled you are with talking about the random topic I give you. Okay.
Now I
did not make these up. This came from a list literally of things to talk about besides the weather.
Okay.
Okay. Steph, why do you live where you live?
Oh my God. I love living in Silverado Ranch. It's right next to South Point. It's pretty central. I can get right on the 15. And if there's traffic, I'm right before it. I love Silverado Ranch. What part of town do you live in?
I live up in Summerlin. I love it. I do get concerned. I stay kind of in the Summerlin bubble. I need to expand my horizons. Ramon, why do you live where you live?
Well, originally, I also wanted to live in the southwest part of town. But when we were moving, the numbers, you know, the money obviously didn't work out. You get more money for your buck. Oh, you get more bang for your buck up in Northwest in Sky Canyon. All new developments, all brand new, fresh, never any traffic. 215 all the way up. Pretty simple.
See, look at that, guys.
That was pretty
not
good.
Not one mention of the weather. Not mention. Okay, let's try this. Hey, Ramon, what are you most excited about right now and why?
Right now, I'm excited for Love is Blind weddings tonight.
My God.
Because it's been a lot of drama, a lot of trash, a lot of stupidity, a lot of mistakes. Some people shouldn't be on the show at all.
I did not watch this season, but I do have to ask, and we mentioned this on the show the other day. I know there was some big drama with some blonde girl that everyone hated her, right?
I'm assuming Casey and the way she dumped Patrick.
Okay. This is some pretty dramatic stuff there.
Yeah, she tried to claim it wasn't this, but it was pretty obvious that it was that.
Ooh, what was this? We need more. Give me more Love is Blind dirt.
He's Asian and she's white, and in the pods he mentioned it, and she said that's gonna be no problem, this and that. And then when they were he proposed to her, she said yes, and she said, "I'm just never gonna be attracted to him."
Oh man,
wow.
I'm not gonna get to that point.
Oh, that hurts my heart. Oh.
What are you most excited about right now, and why?
Ooh, I'm most excited about. In 2 weeks, I'm going to San Francisco to visit my family, and this will be the first time I'm visiting my nephew, who's a CHP officer. I'll see his first place with his girlfriend, and then I'll see some friends there, too, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
I like that. Okay, so let me see here. This list is good so far. We haven't gone to the weather. I'm really happy.
I know.
About
so
this.
Proud of us. We're doing great.
Who's someone you really admire?
Me?
Yeah.
Someone I really admire? Is my mom.
Aww.
My mom has been such a rock for not only my family, but for the city that she lives in. She's a city council member. She's done so much development there. She's added so much, budget into the city. So what she's doing right now makes me inspired to be like, I want to be like my mom when I grow up.
I love that. I love your mom. I've never met your mom, but every time I see something with her, she just seems like so genuine and down to earth.
Yeah.
I really like her. Okay, what about you, Ramon?
Let's go with the weather. No, I'm just kidding.
I really admire God for this weather.
That lightning. I'm going to go with my wife, Jackie. She works very hard, as you both know, and she takes care of the kid a lot. Like last night, I wasn't able to go to his baseball game. She took him. She's taking him to school this morning. And without her, I wouldn't be here today, right now, because all the sacrifices that she does with her job and letting me be here.
Do you ever tell her that?
I do. I should probably tell her more often. Hopefully she's listening now, so I'm telling her right now. But I should tell her more often.
That's I love hearing stuff like that. Especially, I love hearing husbands brag about their wives.
Yes.
Like that to me is just the best thing ever.
Oh yeah, she's a strong, independent breadwinner for sure.
Oh, we love her. We love Jackie.
Okay, last question, guys. What is the best advice you've ever gotten?
Ooh, the best advice I've ever gotten is no one's going to take care of yourself but yourself. So make sure you put yourself first, even if you're tired, you're exhausted. You do it tired, you do it exhausted. Make sure you put yourself first because no one else is going to take care of you but you.
That's good advice, Ramon.
I like that one. I'm going to go with patience. Patience pays off, and I'm a very impatient person, so for me to do that is very difficult, but I find that most of the times when I do wait, stay back a little bit, and, have patience, it usually works out for me.
I like it.
I love this.
We didn't go to the weather. But the best advice I ever got, my mom once told me, is never trust someone who claps when the plane lands.
Oh, that's a good one.
Or when they say, welcome to Lost Wages.
Yeah, she's like, don't trust that person. I don't know what she meant, but she's never steered me wrong before, so I go with
what
that.
What about at the end of the movies when people clap? Does that annoy you guys?
Standing ovation? Yeah, that's lame.
I did that at the end of Wicked last year. I didn't stand, but I did clap.
It's a good movie, though. So.
How could you not?
I get it. Yeah. This is defying gravity. Come on.
All right, let's do this. It is time to win. Time for the Mega Minute, and we've got your tickets right now.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hey, Amanda, you're caller 20. Woo-hoo! You ready for the Mega Minute? You ready to do this?
Yeah.
All right. I hear you have some help this morning. Who's helping you out?
My daughter, Livy, and my son, Jack.
All right, Livy, Jack, let's do this. I have 10 questions here and 60 seconds. You just got to answer all 10 of them correctly in that time. If I hear a correct answer, it doesn't matter who it is, I will give it to you and we'll move on to the next one and hopefully get you these Doja Cat tickets. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right, guys, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass, or if you get one wrong. And if we have time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute starts now.
What part of the body cannot touch the ball in soccer?
Hands.
Yes. Bangkok is the city of what country?
Pass.
What type of cheese is in the middle of a jalapeno popper? Pass. What is the second letter of the alphabet?
B.
Yes. What is the name of the final book in the Harry Potter series?
Pass.
Lauryn Hill was originally a part of what musical group? Yes. In which movie does Tom Hanks say there's no crying in baseball?
League of Their Own.
Yes. What is the main language spoken in Iceland?
Iceland? I don't know. English?
No. What Canadian team is headed to the Major League World Series?
Blue Jays.
Yes. In the show Law & Order SVU, what does SVU stand for?
Special Victims Unit.
Yes, yes. Special Victims Unit is correct. Oh, Amanda, Jack, Livy, I'm so sorry. We cannot make you a winner. We had to pass on a couple of these. The type of cheese in the middle of a jalapeno popper, that's cream cheese. There you go.
Yeah.
What is the name of the final book in the Harry Potter series? That's the Deathly Hallows. And
Question two.
Oh, did I miss two? Oh, yeah. Bangkok is the capital city of which country? Thailand. And then what is the main language spoken in Iceland? Icelandic. So, who would have knew?
I know, right?
Some of these were kind of hard. I don't blame you guys for passing on a few of them. But unfortunately, you did not conquer the Mega Minute. Caller 20 right now. You're going to win these tickets. Two of them to see Doja Cat at the T-Mobile Arena next year. Caller 20 gets the tickets. 702-364-9400.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Grand Canyon West, where Nevada residents can purchase a buy one, get one all access pass in October.
This could be a total game changer. A new blood test called Gallery. It may be able to detect more than 50 types of cancer early, before the symptoms even show up. Researchers studied over 23,000 people, and they were age 50 or older, and it was across the U.S., across Canada, and it was all people who had no symptoms. Everyone got their usual cancer screenings, and then they took their blood tests. Here's what they found. This test picked up a cancer signal in 216 people.
Wow.
Yeah, and of those, 133 were actually confirmed to have that disease. So that means that this test was right more than 60% of the time. The false positive rate was really low at just 0.4%. Most of the cancers caught were in the early stages, which could make a huge difference for treatment and survival. But from what I understand, they're using AI too to determine someone's cancer risk. So they're having like women upload their mammograms, like if you get them early, and they're comparing those with other markers that may say you don't have cancer yet, but this indicates you could in the future. So you keep an eye on stuff like that.
That is crazy. I know we like, you know, bash on AI for some things, like it's taking jobs, but this right here, I would sign me up if this is something that goes down in history.
Sign me up immediately. Like I would do this in a heartbeat. I think this is awesome. I hope it becomes accessible to everyone soon.
Uh-huh, and affordable.
Yeah, for sure. Also this morning, half of Americans say life is ruder now than it used to be.
Huh.
And honestly, I don't think they're wrong. Do you feel like people are more rude?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's really sad. They did this survey and they found 77% of people say it's never okay to smoke around others, but they have been around someone who's done it. 74% say it's not acceptable to take someone's photo or video without asking first, mm-hmm. but they see people do it. 2/3 of adults think that bringing kids into places meant for grown-ups is rude, like bars and upscale restaurants. They say it's rarely or never appropriate, and most people are not thrilled with loud swearing or just wearing clothing that has like curse words on it, stuff like that. So the bar for politeness seems to have dropped quite a bit, and I think America has definitely noticed that.
Do you think that social media plays a factor into this? And what I mean is, like, I feel like a little bit people are more entitled to do things, like you said, the filming of other people randomly, and like when you're going on social media, like that, you see comments like, I didn't get no one gave me permission to do this or stuff like that. Like, I think there is some sense of an entitlement there.
Yeah, I feel like people are just, they feel less accountable now. Go ahead.
Do you think some people are just being too sensitive?
I don't know if it's sensitive. I feel like, you know, Steph, you brought up a good point, like social media and technology. It lets a lot of bad behavior happen behind screens because there's no face-to-face consequence there. And then that lack of interaction just makes people feel bolder and like snappier and less empathetic. But I don't know. Do you think people are just too sensitive?
I think I agree with some of these, but some like the loud curse words, like your shirt or whatever, you're just being too sensitive. That person is probably just trying to be funny. And the whole kids taking at high school restaurants, I think that person is just dumb. I don't find it rude. It's not going to bother me or my dinner. You're just being dumb. Why would you bring your kid to, you know, buy a $100 steak?
Do they have a kid's menu?
Because they're going to order chicken nuggets or whatever anyways.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah. Finally, this morning, so Halloween is coming up and a lot of people are talking about the scary things that they've seen. Has anyone ever experienced a ghostly interaction? If you're hoping to bump into a ghost this season, New York is your best bet. There's a new study that ranked the most haunted states, and New York takes the top spot. They have 81 sightings per 10,000 people for ghosts there. Texas right behind at 77. Louisiana is third with 74. And they combed through a bunch of paranormal stories plus social media posts to find where the spirits are most active. 1 in 4 Americans say they have had a ghostly encounter, or may have. They think they did. And here at home, Nevada, we did land in the top 10. We were number 9, 60 sightings per 10,000 people, which tracks. I mean, there's a lot of haunted hotels here, old mining towns, casinos, where you never know what's kind of lurking in the shadows. So
do you ladies believe in ghosts?
I do. I've had ghostly encounters. I know they were ghosts, like 100%.
You're gonna have to prove me because I think you're wrong.
So this one time, there's this one spot in my house that is cold. Like, it's just like this, like 3x3 square footage that is just cold. And when I would do my work in our office and I'd see out of the corner of my eyes, it was like blurry. It almost looked like smoke, but it wasn't smoke. It looked blurry. And we were always like, what is that? And my husband's dad's ashes are right there. And I just, whenever I walk through that area, it's just cold and then it's not cold anymore.
You have,
it's good
HVAC. You have a good AC flow.
It's pointing right at that spot. What about you? You don't believe in ghosts at all?
No, you're going to have to take, let's go stay at the that clown motel, that haunted clown motel, and see if you can prove me.
Ramon, you just volunteered yourself. Ramon, this weekend, guys, is going to stay at the clown
hotel. I bet all of us together.
We believe. We believe. Yeah. You don't have to prove anything to us.
Let's go after Halloween.
It's Mercedes in the morning. There are those moments in life that people will never let you live down. And for my husband, that moment happened at LabCorp. Do you guys know what LabCorp is?
Of course.
Where you like do the blood work and stuff like that. It's crazy because a couple of years ago, he went to get his blood drawn and he just passed out cold. Like he passed out. They called the fire department. They came. He was out for 17 minutes. Like they were trying to revive him. So it was a traumatic thing. I got the call here at work and you were there, Steph, when it happened.
Yeah, I remember we were randomly in a meeting. It was a big meeting too. Our big boss was there. And all of a sudden you were like, Matt is at the with the ambulance right now. I'm like, what do you mean?
It was crazy. So yesterday he has to do more blood work and I go to help him. I have an ice pack for him. I keep him from panicking. So we walk in yesterday and it's the one right here on Sunset that we went to. And the nurses take one look at him. And they go, oh, you're the guy who has to lay down and brings his wife. Is she here? And he's never going to live it down. And I peek out from behind him. I was like, yes, I'm here. And so they all start laughing. They're like, yeah, we remember you. You're the one. Yeah, everybody talks about you. He's never going to live it down. Does anyone else have something like that where it's a story, a moment, the thing that people remember you for? Maybe you spilled a drink on someone and you're the person who spilled drinks on people, or what was that moment that you are never going to live down? 702-364-9400.
I will never forget this. I was in high school. I was a senior and we had this big dance competition at San Diego State. We did our competition. We did our performance, but during our performance, I went to go change into a formation from the front of the stage into the middle of the stage, and I fell right on my butt. And it was so, like, you can tell, like, right, I was right smack in the center. I get up, I play it off like it's nothing, and I ended up having to go upstage, back upstage after that performance because we got second place. And I was like, God.
Was it your fault?
It was my fault. I didn't get first, basically. Oh. But you know what? I look back at the times where I'm like, yes, I could have maybe wore better shoes or maybe the stage was slippery. But after that performance, I was the girl that fell on stage. I was the girl that went, got up, wiped my butt off, and ended up getting second place.
And are you still forever known as that girl who fell in like dance circles?
Oh, yeah. They're like, oh, that's the girl from AB Samahan at San Diego State who fell on her butt. And then one of the reasons why they changed stages was because of my fallen performance.
Oh, you were the reason for the change.
Yeah. So it was at a stage in one part of San Diego State, and then they changed stages. Stages, we're like, oh, there's a liability going on. So that's what happened.
What are you known for? We're getting some text here. This one says, I pass out at needles too. I passed out at my wife's blood draw at the OB. This one says, I clogged the toilet at a company holiday party. The CEO was the one who discovered it. I'll never be promoted. Ramon, have you ever been the reason for a story that has gone on and on because everybody will not let you live it down?
Yeah, so as you ladies know, or most people know, I go to the gym often, and it was cardio day. I went into, you know, the cardio room, the movie cinema, and when you're running on the treadmill, have you ever thought about, you know, if I hit this too fast, I'm going to fall?
Well, I worry about falling all the time.
Okay, so yeah, I had this music, this song on, got me hyped, got me energized, and I hit that speed up to 6, and I'm running, and then, you know, when you just bam, I fell on the treadmill and, you know, slid back. So embarrassed. I walked. I got up. I left. Head down. Didn't say a word to anyone. And then the worst part, I had to go back in because I forgot my keys.
Oh, that's like when you storm out of a room and you're like, I forgot my purse.
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
Oh, that's the worst. Or when you're saying goodbye and you're still walking with people and you're like, oh, you're still here.
I know.
Got it.
This one says, at my cousin's wedding, I tripped going down the aisle as a bridesmaid and took out a row of candles. This was 10 years ago. People still call me fire hazard. This one says, I passed out during my first tattoo and landed on the artist. Every time I go back, they still bring out the pillow just in case. And then this one says, I was the person who caused an entire plane to be delayed because I left my passport in the food court. People booed when I finally boarded. You know, every family has like those cultural expectations, right? Whatever your heritage is, there's kind of some expectations that go along with it. The thing that everyone assumes that you love because you're a part of that community. But what happens when you don't fit the stereotype? Do you get shunned by your own family, Ramon? I know you're going through this right now. What is it? What is it that you don't like?
I've gone through it for years since I was born, pretty much. As a Latino, specifically Mexican, you expect to like, you know, salsa, tequila, even like Corona or Modelos. And I dislike them all. Like, you know, when you eat tacos, then like a little bit of salsa. I eat my tacos dry. I just
what?
Can't.
Yeah. A disgrace.
I can't do spice. Like, I'm eating hot Cheetos and I'm like, I need some water.
A Mexican who does not like spiciness.
Correct.
That is not something that you see very often. So does your family give you a hard time about that?
And so, yeah, I get judged by my parents, by my own wife. Family parties are hard to go to without someone saying anything. All the time.
I feel like there's one of those in every family. My little brother is like you, and we all make fun of him. Like, oh, it's too spicy for Mario. He can't take it. You know, it's way too much.
Yeah, when I go to family parties, I have to stick to water and and dry tacos.
Does anyone else have that? Like, what is your heritage or what is the small group that you belong to? And you just don't fit the stereotype. You still want to be a part of that group, but you just... you don't like something there, or you don't do something that group does. 702-364-9400.
I was thinking of my nationalities, and it was hard for me because half Mexican, I love tequila, I love spicy food. Filipino, I love karaoke, I love sour things. But then I thought about, I'm from San Diego, and in San Diego, everyone relates the beach, the ocean, surfers. I hate the ocean water. I hate the beach. I'd rather go to the beach and just stay in the sand than actually be in the water and surfing. Are you kidding me? Don't even get me on a surfboard. I'm a terrible swimmer.
I hate the sand. Like getting it gets everywhere. Like, ugh, the beach is so overrated.
Yeah, it is. So everyone asks me, you know, you're in San Diego. You must be a beach girly. I'm like, no, I'm not. I like to be indoors. I like to be maybe at the pool. But other than that, I do not like the beach.
Most of the time it's dirty too, right?
Yes. It is dirty, and there are some beaches that are nude beaches too. So,
oh, those are nice.
There's nude beaches in San Diego.
I believe there is one nude beach. I don't know if it's still there. It's like in the Torrey Pines area, I believe. But yeah, there is a nude beach there.
I've been to a nude beach in France, and the ones that are topless aren't the ones you want to see.
Those are the ones that you're like, I wish this one was topless.
Correct,
like,
exactly.
What's going on? I feel like my culture has gotten me like. It's not that I didn't fit in, but it's like when you bring your culture to a different culture and they don't get it. Like I grew up in Littleton, Colorado, and it was predominantly a white area. And so when my friends would come over and my mom's like, do you guys want something to eat? Do you guys want a hot dog or something? We're like, yeah, let's have a hot dog. And my mom would wrap it in a tortilla instead of a hot dog.
No
and
kidding.
My friends are like, what is this? And my mom would call it Mexican pigs in a blanket. Like that was just something like my friends did not understand because of my heritage.
That is so funny. I haven't seen, oh my God, the last time I've seen a hot dog wrapped in a tortilla was like when I was 4 or 5 years old with little eggs, scrambled eggs in there too. Did she ever do that?
Oh no, it was literally like ketchup, mustard, hot dog, roll it up. Here you go. It was like, you know, does everyone have like that kind of poor easy meal when you don't have a lot of food at home that you just throw together. It was for us, it was the Mexican hot dogs. And then it was also macaroni and cheese with a hot dog chopped up. Like that was our meal, like our quick and easy meal that didn't cost a lot of money.
Go ahead, Ramon.
Ramen noodles, right? You just put some water in the cup, put it in the microwave for a minute or two, boom, dinner served.
Sometimes you could even put an egg in there and make it like...
Oh, that's fancy. I never tried an egg.
Yeah. You're rich, Mercedes.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant for Heads Up. Crystal, you're caller 20. Woo-hoo! You ready to play?
Hello. Yeah.
Let's do this. Pick a category. We've got these tickets for you to check out David Spade and Nikki Glaser. Do you want to go with Master Chef, Right On, or Back to the 80s?
Let's do Right On.
Right On. Okay, National Day on Writing was on Sunday. So these are all things that are associated with writing, okay? Writing with a T, not writing with a D, okay?
Okay.
All right, we just need 6 in 60 seconds to win. Are you ready to do this?
Yes. Okay. Can I change my category now that I know it's about writing or?
No, unfortunately, okay. We have to That's go with fine. This one, but we'll Let's get it. We'll it. Get it. Well, yeah, no problem. Okay. All right.
Yeah, you guys got this. All right. Your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
I will scribble something with this. It has ink in it. It is a
pen.
Yes. I type on one of these. Makes a clicky
keyboard.
Note. Yes. This is, I have to write a 3-page one of these for my class.
Okay.
Yes. This is roses are red, violets are blue. This is a what?
Poem.
Yes. Back in the like 2000s, people had these online where they gave you their thoughts. It's like, oh, check out my this.
Pass.
Okay. A bunch of sentences make a what?
Sentence. Paragraph.
Yes, paragraph. I have an exclamation mark, a question mark. These are all forms of what? Okay. I don't know what to make my story about. I'm having this. I'm suffering from what?
Writer's block.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Wow. Look at you, Crystal. You were second guessing yourself and it didn't matter. You got it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You got those tickets to see Nikki Glaser and David Spade at the Coliseum at Caesars. A couple that we skipped on. A blog. Remember when everyone had like a
yes.
blog?
Yes.
And then punctuation, exclamation
yeah,
marks.
Yeah, it was on the tip of my tongue, but I was just, I don't know.
It didn't matter. You got it. Congratulations.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Grand Canyon West, where Nevada residents can purchase a buy one, get one all-access pass in October.
There are so many things going on this morning. First of all, we have an update on this Louvre Museum heist. It's back open after 3 days after $100 million worth of jewels were stolen in broad daylight. Yes, broad daylight. Like, I can't even believe it. It was open for, what, 7 minutes when
Crazy.
This whole heist happened? Visitors were allowed to back this morning through one wing of the museum while the rest is still closed. Investigators are still combing every inch for clues. Police say the heist happened on Sunday morning. Thieves got away with a jeweled crown and a diamond-studded necklace that once belonged to Napoleon's wife. So, not exactly like costume jewelry here. France's interior minister says 100 investigators are on the case and he's confident they're going to catch whoever pulled this off. Somewhere right now, there is a very nervous criminal hiding a crown in their sock drawer, you know?
The sock drawer? If you were a thief, where would you hide your
sock
stuff at?
Drawer, sock drawer, just go there.
I would. Have you ever seen some movies where they hide their cash in a sandwich bag and they put it in like the back of their toilet? You know what
oh
I'm talking
gosh.
About?
Oh my gosh, I've seen that in a movie, yeah.
Yes, oh my God, I'm like, that is not only brilliant, but also really nasty.
Well, yeah, that's the last place I would ever go look for something.
I couldn't even think, like, I'm gonna be honest with you, I don't have a safe or anything, so if someone just stole anything, they could, everything's out in the open
You're like,
for
it's
me.
On the counter,
just
here, come
money.
Get it. Also this morning, Kristen Bell, she is learning the hard way that timing really is everything. She wanted to celebrate her 12 years of marriage to Dax Shepard. So she posted this very sweet photo of the two of them hugging. And then she added a caption that kind of made the internet stop mid-scroll. She wrote, "Happy 12th wedding anniversary to the man who once said to me, I would never kill you. A lot of men have killed their wives at a certain point. even though I'm heavily incentivized to kill you, I never would. That was the caption. And this is also Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So commentators, they were very upset about this. They wasted no time calling it tone deaf, saying this is not the moment for that kind of humor. Some did defend her, saying people were just being too sensitive about it. Overall, the response was less, aw, that's so cute, and more like, maybe you should delete this.
I also think that when you're reading text, that the sarcasm isn't there, that the tone isn't there.
Yeah.
And like, knowing Kristen Bell, she's in comedy. She's funny. She likes to be like, does stuff like this. So I get it. But also, there are going to be people out there that try to come at you for anything that you post. There's that too.
Well, we just talked about this, what, like 3 or 4 days ago, how, you know, sometimes when you're sleeping, you're most vulnerable. And I think I said to my husband, like, hey, thank you for not killing me. And like, I would never say that in a way to be disrespectful.
Right.
It's just like being sarcastic. But she probably didn't know it was Domestic Violence Awareness Month. It was funny, though. I don't know if you looked at the comments, but Dateline, the show Dateline.
Yes.
They made a comment, says, screenshotted. I was like, oh, that was so good.
Sometimes the funniest posts come in the comments.
I know.
If you go to comment sections, I'm laughing hysterically on TikTok just from the comments, not even the actual post itself.
Oh, people are so funny. People are the things they come up with. I agree with you 100%. I think the comments are usually the best parts of posts. I love reading the comments.
There's a people that post that just comments, and I want to say, is it Red Bull? It's a company that just posts comments, but they're funny. I'll have to look back on
Slim
it.
Jim.
Slim Jim.
Slim Jim has the best comments.
Yes, they do. Shout out to Slim Jim social media. They are on it. They know what they're doing.
Are you? They have a team. You mean it's not just like some meat stick typing it on the keyboard?
Oh, it isn't.
Why'd you just ruin it
I'm
for
so
me?
Sorry. I didn't mean to ruin it for you.
Finally, this morning, if you love Halloween but your energy level not so much, there is now a way to fake it. It's a new app. It's an AI app called Endless Summer, and it creates these fake party photos of you all dressed up in a costume, surrounded by people, having the time of your life.
Oh my God.
Can skip the wigs and the makeup and the Uber surge pricing. You still will look like you went out. Now, the app wasn't just made for Halloween. It was originally for fake vacation photos, but there's now a Halloween made mode that will help you generate party pictures of yourself as like a vampire at some really cool rooftop bash. Or the first four photos are free, then you have to pay. The results are kind of mixed. Some people say the pictures look great, others say AI gave them like extra teeth or made them look like a cousin of themselves or something. But hey, if it saves you from having to get all dressed up for the holidays and like still look like you went out, there you go.
What about an app or like a robot to take the kid trick-or-treating? Can we do that?
Oh, man. Maybe what you do is you make the app take pictures of you taking your kid trick-or-treating. And then when your kid wants to go, you're like, we already went. Look.
Did you remember?
I have the pictures. What's wrong with you? Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. If you have kids and they play sports, or maybe you played sports when you were younger, what was your thought on practices and parental involvement? Just picture you're standing on the sideline at your kid's practice and you're just watching, but you feel their eyes on you. Every time they make a mistake, their eyes go to you. Every time they do something good, their eyes go to you. There was a segment on the Today Show about this. World Cup champion Abby Wambach, she said, parents, you need to stop going to your kid's practice. She says that they need that space to learn. They need that space to make mistakes. And like she said, not constantly looking over their shoulders for approval or for judgment. And it brings up a really good question. What do you think is the right move here, parents? Or maybe you played sports and your parents went to your practices. Was it a good thing? Was it a bad thing? Do you stay? Do you cheer them on? Or do you leave and give them a little bit of a breathing room? 702-364-9400. Be honest. Do your kids actually want you there? Or do they act like completely different people the second that they know you're watching?
See, that's weird, because when I was a dancer, so I don't know if this is different because this is more of like a performing art. But I loved it when my parents were there. I felt like when I was at practice and they were watching me practice, I wanted to be better for them. I wanted to make them proud. I wanted to be the best I could be. So when I would see my parents on the sidelines during practice, I would be like, mom is here. I got to be the best I can be. Because when they weren't there, I'm not saying I wasn't, but it gave me that motivational factor when I saw their faces or their presence was there. I liked that moment.
But then was it teaching you bad habits to only be good when your mom is there?
That's a great point. Looking back at it, I wouldn't say no or yes because I felt like I knew regardless I needed to be the best. But with the bad habits thing, they weren't always there.
Right.
It was just when they were there.
Yes, Ramon, I know your son plays baseball. Do you go to his practices?
So I'm on both sides of this question of this story. When I played soccer growing up, I'm going to say my dad shouldn't have been there at practice because every time I made a mistake or did something good or am I doing this right, I would turn and look at him instead of my coaches and he would yell out, don't look at me. Stop looking at me.
Yes.
Stop staring at me. But I want to be there at my son's practices. And it's probably better that I'm not though because he does the same thing. He looks and turns at me and I tell him, stop looking at me. Don't look at me. And I feel like he plays better if he's out there, you know, loose. Because there's been times at practice where, you know, he makes a mistake or whatever. And Jackie's like, sit down. Don't say anything. He has coaches. She'll pull me back.
Yeah, I think I am a hard no on coaches or at parents at practices. And I've coached before. I've been a player before. And I've been the parent of a player before. And I just think it is always a distraction, no matter what. When parents are sitting on the sidelines, it takes away the coach's ability to actually coach. You take away power from the coach. I saw it firsthand when my girls played volleyball. I never went to their practices because I knew exactly what would happen. It's the same thing as your son. At every game, they still did it at every game. If they messed up, they'd look right at me.
Even at the games, yes.
Right at me.
Yep,
if they 100%. If they did something great, they'd look right at me. And it was just like they wanted to gauge my thoughts on it when they should have been looking at the coach and getting information from the coach. And I get it. Kids want that approval. But if they're doing that at practice, how are they going to focus on the learning part of it and the growing part of it and just like enjoying it? You know, that should be their space to mess up.
Because he'll ask me like, oh, did I make you proud? Are you proud of me? Did I do well? And I'm like, of course, I'm always proud of you.
Oh, but I loved it when I was a coach for hip hop class, at least. I loved it when the parents came in because once the parents came in, they were more disciplined. They were more
quiet. They would actually listen to you.
Yes, because during that middle school age, it was really difficult for them to like, their attention spans were very short. So when someone new walked in, either if it was a parent or a new teacher or a new someone, they were like, oh, someone else is new is here. Then they start behaving better. Maybe not the performance level, but the behavior level, you could definitely see the change.
When you coached Mercedes, did you try not to show favoritism to your daughters?
Oh, I didn't coach them. No way. God. I know better than to coach my own daughter. Yeah, gotcha. No way would I ever coach them. Because then, yeah, I'd be like, you didn't clean your room. You don't get to start today. It's Mix 94.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.